Garbage.
You see that crap? All that horror crap? Things coming out of crates, eating people, dead people coming back to life, people turning into weeds, for Christ's sake. I never saw such rotten crap in my life. Where do you get this shit? Who sells it to you? All that horror crap? Fucking episode of DWN's Terrible Horror Crap Podcast, sponsored by Fast Custom Shirts here at boygob.com, which I just got the bill for. And they charged me before I got the bill for it. That's how these things work now. So we're good on the audio feed for another year. However, we are also coming to you live at the DWN Facebook page and the Fancy Dan YouTube page. I've been up for about 20 hours now, so I'm pretty tired. I should probably do that when I'm done talking and then you talk about your stuff, but I'm a very tired man, and after this, still gonna have to be up a little longer, not only to edit this piece of shit together and put it on the old boygob.com feed, but we got a podcast. No, we're doing the podcast now. We have an audio commentary we're going to record, and it's going to be for Space Jam, for the fine, fine gentlefellows who purchased a jersey and kept this video feed running, which it's not just the video feed anymore. It's a lot of that's going towards the bill they just hit me with. I could have swore it was like 70 or 60 something last year. I might have shared it. I don't know. But I got it and it was like 108. So I was like, oh, I wasn't expecting that, but whatever.
Well, there's a lot of shortages right now at the manufacturers, you know, so they probably had to raise the pricing.
Yes, at the old internet manufacturers. Mm-hmm. I understand. Well, how was your day or week?
The week was fairly busy. Like, I was getting ready for Crypticon in Kansas City. Turns out it's in Missouri, not in Kansas. So I did that. And hey, you're fucking frozen. So who knows what's going on? There you go. I'm going again. Good. So yeah, drove to Kansas on Saturday. And just ran into some old friends in front of the hotel and just stayed up drinking and talking until 3 a.m. And then it was showtime, Tom. It was showtime. This show, every year, it's highly disorganized at the beginning of it. But this year was a little better. Like, they, I think, kind of knew where my table was, and they had my name spelled correctly, or the business name spelled correctly on the table. So that was good, but it was in a totally different, last couple of years I've done it, it's been in St. Joseph, Missouri. So this time it was actually in Kansas City. It was more like a setup for a Comic-Con, you know, and the vendors were more like Comic-Con vendors. So you had these chicks that are there that are making like little bracelets, you know, out of fucking Scrabble tiles or whatever, and they'll just fucking stick a picture of Zelda or some fucking shit on there and say like that's art or whatever. You had plenty of people with their tower of prints behind them. You know, it's like, hey, there's fucking Harley Quinn and there's whoever the fucking kids are, you know, Cobalt Evergreen or whatever. A lot of that shit, a lot of shit that had nothing.
Don't forget about the large women crocheting.
Yeah, yeah, there's the big women crocheting. Right next to us, there was some gentle women that were selling just jewelry. You know, they were some company that's all they do is they hit conventions and just sell this fucking costume jewelry. And they had a pretty big fucking setup and everything. And they were real cool though. Like, you know, they were, you know, they joked around with us a lot. And she's like, I'm going to the gun show next. You going to the gun show? I'm not even from here, lady, but this is a good idea. I should go set up my horror at the gun show.
Stupid bitch.
No, I mean, it can't be worse than some of the shit I've done. So who knows?
Speaking of Comic Palooza.
Yeah, we'll get to that. overall, you know, sales were good. Saturday was really, really busy. Sunday was one of those days where it didn't seem like it was busy until after I got a count, you know, at the end. It's like, holy shit, because it would go like 15 minutes before somebody would come to the table and then another 15 minutes. And then, but at the end of it, it's like, whoa, shit, I made decent money today. So that's great. The thing with this one is it's one of these places where since it's a convention center, hey, you can't take in your own food or drinks or whatever, but we did. The food, no, we didn't take the food, but the drinks, yeah, we definitely took the fucking drinks. They had the standard guests there, you know, that you see at every convention.
The pool guy, yeah. Septic cleaning solution. Yeah,
the gutter guy. The gutter guy was there last time, but State Farm wasn't there. Usually State Farm is there, so I was disappointed in that. But it was good to see the gutter thing because they do run water through that thing. I should have filmed it. You know, it shows you how it's going to catch the leaves for you.
I mean, it's not a bad idea for like big shows in the area. If you're like a business in the area, that's mm-hmm. not a bad idea. I suggested Corey do it for Comic Palooza, but he's just like, no, I don't go into Houston.
Well, for shows but, like that, yeah, you're definitely right. Cause that's a fucking huge show. And you got parents that take their kids out there and the parents may be wandering around, not give a fuck about anything. It's like, gutters, you know what? We need to replace the gutter.
I'd like to raise the value on my house.
Yeah. Except for the neighbors fucked that all up. The highlight for me was Appice fucking group was pronouncing his name all weekend. He got me saying it wrong now. It's who was the drummer for the Dio era of Black Sabbath and then the Dio on the first few albums. So that was a thrill. You know what a big Dio fan I am. So
like, what was he doing at the home improvement show?
I don't know. I mean, his agent says, fuck, man. You know, they love your riffs from back then. So let's get you out there. But yeah, I got to talking to him before the show started and he came and checked out the table, grabbed some shirts. I didn't pay for anything from his table, which was cool. You know, I didn't pay for a picture or for autograph on a couple of things. And then we talked business, which I don't know if that'll go anywhere. But if it does, you know, that would be a bit of a thrill for me, I got to admit. But we'll see. We'll see. Yeah.
Damn, so when he calls and you pick up, you're going to be like, thrill me, right?
Yeah.
Fucking Monster Kids, son of a bitch.
favorite fucking movie there. Yeah. They also, like, in the past, they used to have, like, shit going on in the street. Like, they'd have bands play and they'd, like, set up a projector and filmed some movies or screened some movies out there. Here, where they were at, they couldn't do any of that shit. So the nightlife was pretty boring. And the town that it was in, I mean, I guess that part of Kansas City, which is right by the airport, they shut everything down at 11, like fucking everything. Even Wendy's shuts down at 11, which was odd to me. And, you know, it was a long night. The Friday thing ended at 10. So we're just scrambling to find something to eat, found a pizza joint that we could rush over to, you know, just to order ahead of time. But by then, by the time we got back to the hotel and ate, it was me, Roop, and Craig from Paul Bearer Press. After we ate that pizza.
Doesn't he do the shirts for Severin?
He does some of the shirts for Severin, yeah.
But he gets the credit for all of them.
No. No. We still don't
know. Wait. When they give credit.
Right.
They only give it.
Right. Okay. We're still not aware of who did that that rainbow shirt for them, which is okay because neither of us wanted to do that. Anything with that many colors, fuck it, man. By the time we finished eating that pizza, we were just fucking too tired to party and everything. And so, like, we were fucking in bed by midnight. It sucked.
And we just fell asleep with each other's dicks in our mouth. Woke up and fucking silly looking the next day.
Oh, it wasn't so silly. You know, it's kind of artsy. So my boy from Vinegar Syndrome there walked away with a bunch of his stuff. Of course,
did you get it?
Not the shit that you wanted because he didn't have that.
You didn't get champagne and bullets?
That I did get.
Fuck yeah!
So I'll be watching
when
that.
You picked week. It up. Did he look at you like, oh, this guy knows what's up?
No, he told me that movie's fucking horrible.
Then why'd you put it out?
The guy that was there, and I always forget his name, and I told him throughout the weekend, I always forget your name, man. But then he goes, and he's about to tell me. He's like, no, don't worry about it. You know, I got this thing, or I don't need to know your name. Really cool guy, but he's real. He'll tell you which ones suck and which ones, you know, like, hey, that one has a lot of fucking in it. You know,
it's like champagne and bullets.
Okay, well, great. Yeah. Picked up that one, picked up Alley Cat. And
I heard something was fucked up, like he was missing something, like a scene or something from it.
From Alley Cat?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I didn't see it. I just heard that's what I heard. But then you say, fuck what you heard and lay it to rest.
Yeah. Well, did anybody tell you which scene, or are they just full of shit?
No, I didn't really give a fuck about, you know, that movie.
Are they part of this distribution wars, you know, just fucking sending out misinformation like Facebook's doing? And then they had the Ray Cardona, Rene Cardona.
Bless you.
Set, which I didn't know they were putting that shit out. So I picked that up. He gave me like 5 discs of porn. That's it. Well, I got.
Did he just burned himself?
Yeah. It's on VHS, you know, written.
Like, they were just these blank discs. You just look around,
just the label.
I think you'd want these.
Dracula's Great Love was another one I picked up with Paul Naschy, and that's it, man. That this is another show that aside from him,
in the gutter, dude.
Got a couple of shirts from Atomic Cotton. Did that vendor trade-in thing, you know? And
No, I don't.
The good thing is, like,
cash money. I don't want
their selection of vendors. There's not really, like, I'm not going to spend a whole lot of money there, which is good. That's good for me.
Yeah, I tend not to spend a lot of money at any of these conventions until they say, hey, this old whore who voiced a Spider-Man character is here, and then I rush over to the table like a fucking tomato.
You did fucking, you fucking sprinted over there.
I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, the chick that was Miss Lion is here.
No, that was Fred Welker.
Okay.
But she did Firestar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like she That's cut it. Out a picture of
Firestar that was the weekend. And
had sex with her.
Got in at some time in the morning, got some sleep, went back to the shop, and that's it. Just hunted down the fucking inks I can't find anywhere. So, you know, ordered 3 gallons of the same color. Yeah, which is good. It was going to be a real fucked up month if I couldn't. But, you know, the price went up a little because manufacturing's backed up or whatever. Fucking pricks.
The raw material shortage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So back at it, I'm just going to be getting my ass kicked from here up until maybe a week before Frightmare. It's just going to be fucking nonstop. And I got to head down to Corpus at least one weekend during that time to pick some shit up from there. So, yeah, fuck yeah. I'm going to be in a good mood for like a full fucking month and a half here.
Well, at least it's only a month and a half. And it's not through Halloween. And then probably through the rest of the year and then some more.
Yeah, that's right. You got those custom orders coming in for Halloween. You can't say no to the people that have done that with you like throughout the years and supported you when you were nothing, you know?
Yeah, no, I understand that. I'm well aware. And plus, I might be heading to the old suburbs of Detroit and then some time in the Chicagoland at the end of August. So it's going to be. And then plus making stuff for Frightmare, which I'll have some stuff, but I don't know what. Hopefully enough to have a nice looking table, but I gotta focus on the AXE shit.
So. Yeah, I've started that actually today. I was making a few designs that I'm just going to do when an order comes in on the website. I'm just going to load up on that order for myself and keep it in a box and keep it, you know, just separated until that show gets here. Because that's a fucking great show, man. I mean, we do all these other shows and I'm reminded why I do, you know, Frightmare every year. Plus it's a big fucking party and it's a good time. So yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm interested to see how it's going to be this year, quote unquote. But we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot can happen in a month. Hopefully nothing to fucking slow it down or hold it back yet again, but who fucking knows?
Well, I would assume it's not going to be as packed as previous normal years.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we'll see. Those elevators will be fun. Waiting for those elevators will be fun and awkward.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I was thinking about that as well. I was like, fuck, if there's any place I'm going to get like a fucking huge fucking mask, you know, or a fucking...
DWNProductions.net. I hear you. Get a fucking huge mask too, you fuck.
See? You're going to be selling like crazy if you have the shit there.
I'll have some, but...
They'll be like, you know, you'll be like, hey, I brought the citizen. They're like, no, we can't have any air penetration. Yeah, dude.
I'm going to have some stuff, but it's going to be a lot more than in previous years because I'm only going to have some stuff. So if you want it, you're going to have to pay. Or don't. I don't give a fuck.
Either way.
Either.
So Tom, what'd you watch? I'm sure you watched a bunch of shit. Literally.
Yeah. Not really. I watched Champagne and Bullets. I went through that Blu-ray, but I guess we'll get to that next week.
Okay.
Thanks. Even though I put it in the prescription. Boy Gob! Even though I put it in the description of this episode, we'll just hold off till next week. So, Joe, what'd you watch since we're skipping that?
I watched Exit Wounds, the Steven Seagal classic with DMX and some lady that's on fucking Law and Order or something, and Michael Jai White, baby. You ever seen this one, Tom?
I have. Isn't DMX like some kind of computer man or something?
Yeah, he's a computer genius in this, but he can also kick some ass like most computer people that I know. again, like several other movies, fucking Seagal's like this rebel cop that the higher ups don't like him, and he like, I don't know, saves the vice president or something, so they demote him and send him to the worst precinct around where there's a lot of corruption and shit. And it turns out that these drug dealers, which are the corrupt cops, Michael Jai White, he's the fucking ringleader. What they're doing is dipping t-shirts in heroin, wrapping them in cellophane.
They get them fat boys fucking all fucked up when they run in sweat.
And they can deliver it without it being checked or anything because they're t-shirts, so nobody suspects a t-shirt. And I don't know if they scrape the heroin off the shirt afterwards. I don't understand where this went. If there was a way to make money,
I would assume you put it in another chemical and then it lifts up.
Probably it lifts up with that other chemical, like Tide. Those Tide commercials where like the fucking dirt rises up. No, you never seen those? You don't watch regular TV, so you don't see commercials. Yeah, this movie, it's dumb.
I do see commercials.
It's dumb, but it's fun.
I'm Joe Namath.
Is he still alive?
Yeah.
Well, maybe I don't see commercials then if he's still doing shit like that. but Michael Jai White, he's the fucking best thing of the movie. He's really good in it. His action scenes look like, hey, he's doing this shit, to where you could tell Seagal was already losing a step at this point. You know, there's a lot of cutaways from his shit or like shit that's shot from the back. So maybe that's him or maybe it's not. I don't fucking know. I'd recommend it, though, if you haven't seen it. It's worth a watch. One watch.
Fuck you, Anthony the internet. Anderson
is in it, too. I forgot about him. And he's like the comic relief. Him and Tom Arnold.
Oh, fuck. Tom Arnold, my radio edit.
So they had Tom Arnold there, you know, to provide the humor for the white folk. And then they had Anthony Anderson did in Soul Plane, too. To provide the humor for the black folk. And at the end, there's this whole sequence with them just sitting there cracking jokes.
Damn, what were some of the jokes? I don't remember.
They were not funny. I mean, not good. Not good, that part. What'd you watch, Tom? This is going to be
one of the episodes,
I guess. Tom's a little tired, folks.
I said that at the top of the show.
Yeah, but people are just tuning in now, Tom.
Sorry to hear that. Mm-hmm. Versus, have you seen it?
Not in maybe 15 years or longer. Whenever it first reached our shores.
In that nice white Blu-ray case or DVD case? DVD
case at the time, yeah.
So I took a trip to Camp Arrow Video 2. And I was just like, yeah, I haven't seen this in a while. I used to have it in the collection, but I sold it and just swapped the case out because it was that cool white one, the color of gobs. And it's about, you know, what I remember. It's got some really cool gore in it, and it has a nice visual style, a nice cheap visual style to it. It's like a Japanese backyard movie, but it's cool. I liked it. It has some good stuff in it. It was a dub, so that was excellent. I appreciated that. This gentle fellow went on to make one of your favorite movies of last year, or a segment from one of your favorite movies of last year, Nightmare Cinema, with someone who's going to be, we're going to be talking about later on in this episode. But before that, he went on to make one of my favorites, or my favorite Godzilla movie, Godzilla Final Wars. So it was kind of nice. But, oh, shit, that guy was the one who did that. So that's cool.
So there, after he did Versus, he did some movie, like a prison movie, like some futuristic prison flick. And I bought it because it's like from the man that did Versus. And I remember thinking that sucked a lot. And you know, if I watch,
I haven't seen it.
I don't even fucking remember what it's called. I've got it somewhere, but I'll probably fucking dig it out, watch it again, and then throw it in the old box. Oh, shit,
are you talking about Future Prison?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. I don't even think that's a real thing.
What about Prison of the Future?
That might be. Oh, shit,
I know what it was. It was Lock Up 2019.
That might be it.
The Future Prison.
Oh, that's it.
Had the little colon.
That's it.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, little cologne, as the Puerto Ricans say.
Cologne, yeah.
Speaking of,
that's the Italians say.
So, speaking of Puerto Ricans, what did you watch?
I watched Gore, the ultimate video Gorechive, and this has all the Gore videos from up to that point. I know you're not a Gore fan, even though that fucking puzzles me, as they're all about masks and costumes, and they do a lot of practical shit at their fucking concerts, like monsters and shit come out. So this is
I've been to a Gore concert.
So this is just, you know, like all the videos they did, and I didn't know if they would hold up because they're pretty fucking old, and they do.
This, well, so are you, you fuck.
Yeah, this is all good shit, you know, and it's like, it seems like the stuff that I liked when I was younger fucking holds up. You know, now, I wasn't 8 years old when Space Jam came out, so, you know, it's like I don't have the nostalgia for a movie like that. But if this shit did suck, I would.
I mean, you say that, but every sports related fucking list we have, Space Jam was on your list.
I don't think we've even done a sports movie list.
We actually did.
Not more than twice.
Sports movies. We'll get to that, and 9 people will be able to hear it.
Yeah. So if you don't like fucking Gore, you people, you 3 or 4 people that are watching, you're fucking dumb. And if you do, fuck yeah, man. You're my types of people.
So I remember Gore not being my type of music. They had some okay visuals, but That shit just wasn't for me, but I'm interested to hear if, pardon me, the music videos would be worth a fuck for somebody who doesn't like their music.
Well, I'm sure you can find them on fucking YouTube, probably all those early ones. And yeah, I mean, it's metal music, so of course you don't like it, but the fucking lyrics and shit, I would think that, hey, you know, you would get a kick out of that at least. And we did our singing last week, so don't ask me to do it.
No, can you just, like, say some lyrics?
No, I'm going to...
didn't ask you to hum them.
I'm going
to
hum tonight.
All right, well, let me pull my wiener out then.
Y'all are getting hummers. That's it today.
All right, now put your headphones on your tip of your wiener.
All right, I'll sing. It's the DWN Terrible Horror Crap Podcast, sponsored by Fast Custom Shirts.
You just reminded me of something that I wrote down on the side. So when I tested the speakers out to make sure they worked, like when we did it with Skype, they had like a little tone. I think it was like boom, 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 boom. But this one, when you test to see if your speakers are, oh, I didn't write the songs down. It was something like, you're testing your speakers using Skype. It seems like they're working. Have a great show. And that shit would loop. Well, at least they're giving you something, because fucking StreamYard's like, fuck.
Yes, Mike, Baby Raper is a good one. So, yeah, StreamYard, but it gives you even
before... Baby Raper is not a good anything,
oh, Joe. Oh, Tom. Yeah,
and maybe StreamYard just gives you
an opening page where it tests everything just by yourself, so you don't come on and be be a fool and not fucking be able to be seen or heard.
Correct.
Yeah. But, you know, fuck them. They raised the price by $30.
Skype did?
Oh, I thought you were talking about StreamYard or whatever.
No, StreamYard's like 8 times as much as Skype is a month. But it seems like we're getting better quality out of it, and 3 people can watch us live, so that's nice.
Yeah.
And it's not just 3 people in one spot. I assume it's like Facebook and YouTube combined.
What, does YouTube go live at the same time?
It does.
Wow. Holy fuck, that's innovative.
And if we had one more location, it could go live there too.
Like on Instagram?
Yeah, or another Facebook page or Twitch.
Twitch?
Or wherever else streams are done.
I don't know how Twitch works. That's like, I thought it was just for people like to chat. I thought it was chat rooms or something. I don't know.
No, Twitch is like watching people play video games and shit.
That's why I don't know what it's like, I guess.
Yeah, and that's why we're not fucking broadcasting on Twitch, because I don't give a fuck about a Twitch. So I watched Jesus Shows You the Way to the Highway. This looked like a weird little movie in the vein of Greasy Strangler or something like that. So I'm just like, yeah, I'll check it out. And it was just a weird movie. Wasn't good. Wasn't bad. Just was weird. Couldn't recommend it to anybody.
Did you buy the DVD on this one with the slipcase and everything?
Well, it was part of Camp Arrow Video 2's Camp Sale or whatever the fuck. I was like, oh, this looks weird. Let me watch it first. Glad I didn't blind buy that motherfucker. Yeah, I really don't want to talk about it because I don't give a fuck. I wouldn't recommend anybody watch it. So, and it's not fucking like, oh, you got to see this.
So, would not recommend?
No, not really.
Okay. So, it's.
I mean, it's not the worst shit ever, but it's just who gives a fuck?
What's it priced at in the box?
I don't know. I don't have it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no.
Well, then what the fuck is Camp Arrow, whatever?
They're fucking, I don't know, dude. Like, they're foreigners, right? So they do dumb shit. That's what they're calling their sale, Camp Arrow Video.
Okay, so you didn't buy it? You just found another method to watch it?
Yeah, it was on Prime. I was just okay. Like, yeah, I've been thinking about this because it looks like a weird one, but I don't think I'm going to blind buy it, so let me watch this shit first. Because people don't have the rabid fandom for Arrow as they do Vinegar Syndrome. Right. So if I get some garbage shit from Vinegar Syndrome, I can just fucking sell it and not worry about it.
Why do you think that is?
People want to be part of a group?
His Arrow is too big, maybe, and they do a lot of like high dollar stuff.
No, I mean, I would think Vinegar Syndrome is a little more expensive than Arrow.
Well, I'm not talking about in cost. I'm talking like in the production quality of the films that they sell. You know, like Arrow.
Maybe
Arrow does a lot of stuff that at one point wouldn't be considered mainstream, but probably is now. You know, to where Vinegar Syndrome, their stuff is still like.
Like fake art house fans is Vinegar Syndrome is what I would say. So I think they'd be like, oh, the whole shit. It's like, I know fucking Vinegar Syndrome's putting out garbage. If you want to pretend like they put out these good movies that have fucking, then you do that. But I know I'm fucking looking for garbage to giggle at.
Yeah, it's not, and I'm sure they'd tell you, they're not putting out art house shit. The people that are calling it that are...
No, I've seen a few streams for people who work at Vinegar Syndrome. They're just like, oh, yeah, these are good movies. I'm just like fucking flim-flamming up and down the fucking block.
They put out some sleazy shit, and that's what I like about, you know, the releases from them that I buy. But
they put out movies where dick goes in the mouth.
Yeah, they do.
That's what you're trying to say. No, I'm aware.
Nah, but you know, like they do like a lot of the rape revenge films that are like maybe a little rougher than the ones that other people are putting out. It's not like like Alamo fucking DVD that put out Ms. 45, you know, these guys put out like Alley Cat, you know, a lot less production value on that. And Alley Cat's not even rough, you know, but it's a goofy rape revenge flick. You know, it's got some laughs. You're laughing at shit you shouldn't be laughing at, but it's funny.
Now, I told you you should have got Blood Games, but you didn't want to listen to me.
I don't fucking listen to you.
No, neither does anybody else.
I'm like the listeners. I don't fucking listen.
I'm looking at that number right there. Not even there. It's just like, I ain't listening. Mm-hmm. They don't give a fuck. That's all right. We probably won't use that whole year of podcast anyway. So listen while you can, guys. Don't know how much longer it's going to be going. Enjoy those Boy Gop jerseys when you get it. Hopefully there'll be at least one episode left by the time they come in. Oh, speaking of which, I got the first proof back from these fucking idiots. What do you think it said, Joe?
The proof on what?
The jerseys.
Oh.
You know goddamn well what the fucking shit said, even after I said, please put the logo from this order on there. Still says fucking Boosab, fucking dickhead. I told him. I said, man, I really don't want to fucking get these things printed because these people are fucking dumb as shit. Oh, please, Tom, we want a jersey.
Hey, nobody said that. You were pleading for people to buy them, you fuck.
No. Now I said, we're probably not going to fucking do these. And then people are like, oh, please, I want one. And I said, well, fuck, well, now I'm going to feel bad if I don't have to deal with the fucking Chinese. And, oh, here's your Boosabajer. Thank you. Don't approve. Please. You already made it. Just the order fucking number. Take the image from this fucking order number. It sucks.
I've never had to deal with fucking the Chinaman on an order, but I don't know. Where the fuck else are you going to go? We got a manufacturing shortage here, so it's not like you can get them done here in the U.S.
I was looking for a U.S. place, and this said it was a U.S. place. The price that they're charging is U.S. prices. Nope. Got him. Oh, you son of a bitch. Fuck it. Who gives a fuck? Yep. Let me cross this out while we're... Make sure we talked about that. Yep. Yep, talked about that. I mean, I watched Space Jam. You watched Space Jam, the original one. Right after we're done with this, we're going to record a commentary track for fucking the old Space Jam as a thank you to the people who bought a Boosab jersey. So those 9 people will be able to hear it, and that's it.
Yeah, so about a week ago, Tom hits me up on a text. It's like, hey, you want to do a Space Jam commentary? It's like, no, but I will. Fuck it, you know.
You got to give them something. Not just these Chinese-made fucking bootleg jerseys, but a low-quality audio file is too.
Yeah.
That's a man who likes to have sex with audio. Ah, fuck. Joe, you didn't like it, but you used to, huh?
What?
Space Jims. Space Marmalade.
Honestly, I've never seen it all the way through until I finished it today. I started it before I left. Yeah, I mean, we talk about the save it for the fucking whatever you call it, the commentary or whatever that I'm sure they're gonna hear and put on their next fucking anniversary release with the two movies combos. But no, it's not good.
It was exactly what I remember. Not a big Looney Tunes fan. Hanna-Barbera, if I had to pick a cartooniverse.
Again, I'm going to save it for, because I'm going to run out of shit to talk about pretty quick. On that.
No, you won't. You just talk about whatever's on screen, and the screen's going to keep changing. So I'll you'll just be talk about right.
Whatever's on my mind is what I'll fucking do. Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah, well, but, I'm just going to do, yeah, I'll do a William Friedkin.
Yeah, it's whatever. It's a very, very whatever movie. If you haven't seen it before, not worth watching. If you've seen it when you were a child and you haven't seen it before, I guess maybe watch it. It's the same shit. You're not going to miss much. After tonight, I don't know if I'm going to watch it again. I'll probably keep the DVD just to have it there. Be like, ha ha, Basketball Jones remake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's that. We'll, like I said, we'll get to that. But I'll just say this. There's no way that new movie, the new fucking LeBron James Space Jam, can't be better than this. There's no way.
I heard it was pretty bad. Yeah, I have no interest in it, but I heard it was pretty bad.
I think that's the nostalgia fucks just, you know, hating on it because it's made.
Well, maybe.
LeBron, oh, he's no Michael. No, but he's done some pretty good commercials, you know? So
at least, yeah, I fucking honestly don't know who that new dude is, LeBron James or whatever the fuck.
Oh, he's fresh on the scene, Tom.
Oh, is he? So fresh, so clean?
Yeah, he just got signed this year to a team, and yeah.
Gotcha.
He's going to go big. That's why they made this movie in anticipation of his rising stardom.
Ah.
Yeah.
Well,
or he was the only guy that didn't have COVID in the NBA. I don't fucking know.
Go back in time and buy a jersey if you want to hear us talk more about Space Jam, I guess. Otherwise, people who... bought one, be on the lookout for an email this week containing a link to listen or whatever. I don't know. Whatever.
Whatever's whatever.
It's been one fucking hell of a summer, Joe.
It has. It's been a fucking scorcher of a summer, you know, and I'm seeking like hell for some good entertainment. What about you, Tom? He's fucking
pro. I can't wait for fall.
Oh, shit. This one was Hellseeker, right?
Yeah, Helsinki.
So we finally get to see what's happened with Kirstie after her cameo in Hellraiser 3. Turns out she married some dude that's just like a big fucking prick. He's an asshole. He's a Hellraiser himself. He likes to fuck bitches and like not do work at his job and shit like that. But we don't know that going in. All we know is that him and Kirstie are cruising along the road and they fucking wreck. They go over a bridge and into the water and he tries to save her, but fuck no, she dies or some shit.
But why'd they have a wreck? He was, oh, come here, baby, kiss me.
Yeah, because they're fucking talking, not watching the road like a couple of assholes. And, you know, she goes down on him, and he's looking down at her, because you want to check that shit out. When
and then they hit a gypsy.
Right. The car flips three times and then goes into the fucking the Mississippi River right there. And that's a huge river. Like, fuck, you're fucked if you go into that river in your car.
So they crash into the fucking Missouri pond.
Yeah. He wakes up in the hospital And then it's just strange shit of him, like, kind of remembering shit. Like, turns out he was fucking his boss, and maybe the chick that lives a couple of doors down from him that shows up to show him a new tattoo. But she's fucking some fat guy or something. I don't know.
Here's a piece of trivia. Do you remember how many doors down she lived?
3 doors down. Yep. on occasion, we see some fucking bootleg Cenobites that we've never seen before that look really...
The
really
worst. The worst we have seen so far. It looked like a fucking, like, oh, hey, check out the first mask I made. It didn't even look like makeup. That guy who had, like, his eyes, if that's what they were supposed to be, popping out of his head, and then the barbed wire wrapped around his head, making him look like one of those fucking giant women who wear the pants with the rips in them to make them look like fucking pork loins.
Yeah. And this movie's fucking lit. Like one of the...
Oh, it's fucking lit, dog. This shit was so wild. God damn. Hellseeker!
It looks like one of the early fucking Silent Hills or fucking Resident Evils, to where it's just kind of fucking dark everywhere, and like you're in the same fucking room until you figure out a puzzle to get out of there. You know, it's like, oh shit, now here we are in the morgue. Oh shit, here we are in the hallway for the mall, you know, that's supposed to be the fucking basement of their apartment complex or some shit. And they had a pretty shitty apartment, you know, so I guess Kirsty wasn't fucking working either. I don't fucking know.
Do you fucking care?
No. No, but...
Hey, baby.
The whole time, like the cops are hassling this dude because they think, you know, hey, you killed Kirsty, you know, and some other buddy of his, you know, comes up to him and like, hey, we were supposed to kill Kirsty, but you fucked it up, dude. And he shoots himself and CGI shit flies out of his head. And then they show him laying on the ground, but they only show half of his face because then they would have had to do some makeups, you know, to show like that he'd been shot in the head, and it's like, fuck it, you know, just don't show that part of his head so we can save some money. Then Kirsty comes back and Pinhead's in there for some fucking reason. And like she bamboozles her husband. It's like, hey, again, she made a deal with fucking Pinhead. Like, I'll give you 5 souls if you let me go.
Did you just say Miglo?
Miglo. Meekless. And yeah, so Pinhead takes this guy to hell, you know, does the whole face stretch thing with the hooks that they've done in every movie. So it's not a fucking...
This one looks really bad, though. Really bad.
Everything's bad about this movie.
This is Gary Turnercliffe. He's done a few of the past ones, but the makeup and effects budget on this one had to be the fucking lowest so far because of the dude's done all good stuff. Yeah, speaking of the music, I forget the exact stinger and it the exact part, but our star of the movie, he's about to witness something shocking, and it actually has the dun 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 theme, and then it was fucked. I expected that hamster or whatever to turn around. Like, it was.
So, like, the third act from it, you know, the fucking finale was written by fucking Doug Bradley. But then they decided, the director said, nah, fuck it, I don't want to use this. Let me show this to Clive Barker. And Clive Barker wrote the fucking finale. And it sucks. It sucks. But Clive Barker says in interviews that this is the best one made since part 2. So if you want to trust that asshole, go ahead. But he's full of shit because his name is attached more to this one than it was to the last 2, which are the better fucking movies in the franchise. This fucking director, Roca or something, he directs the next 2 that we got to watch. So... fucking, we're into more of the same and possibly, I'm more than certain, worse than what we just fucking saw.
Yeah, this was pretty much the same as last fucking one. Another Jacob's Ladder with Hellraiser shit sprinkled into it. I don't know why they decided to take the Hellraiser in like a cop drama type format, but they did. this was easily the worst one, and I fucking hated Bloodlines with a passion. I can't think of any reason to fucking watch this. Like, this movie actually made me feel bad for fucking Hellraiser fans for a minute. And then I was like, well, none of these fucking movies have been good. So if you're a Hellraiser fan and you're not mad at anything past the fucking first movie, then I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, and again, it goes back to a lot of the fandom. I think it's all nostalgia. You know, if you show it to somebody now that's just like getting into horror, has only been into horror for a year or so, and they watch the first two, they're not going to want to watch the rest of them because, you know, those suck. And believe me, kids, believe me, kids, it gets worse. It's fucking worse.
Yeah, I remember the most recent one, and it's fucked, and it's cheap, but as being part of, like, the Hellraiser mythos, I can kind of see that, and at least they go back to a haunted house type thing, but, you know, we'll get to that in a few weeks. Next week, we're gonna take a little trip to Hell World.
Is it Hellworld or Deader that's next?
It's Hellworld.
I'll look that up
again. We'll both look it up and we'll see. Yeah.
So one, y'all can fucking listen to us talk about one of those two. So fuck y'all.
Or don't.
You know?
Probably
or
don't won't.
Just don't fucking listen anyway.
Yeah, I mean, they don't. No one does.
I'll just get another beer.
We love you, Tom. Sure you do. All two viewers, you fucks. I know. You just bought those jerseys out of pity. I wish there was a way that I'd be able to find out. Maybe I'll just upload the video to fucking YouTube and hand out a private link just so I can make sure it has 9 views. So all 9 of these motherfuckers who bought a jersey, fucking, if you don't fucking watch this, I'm burning all the jerseys.
Well, I mean, if everybody can send me like a picture, like get somebody to send a picture in like a basketball stand, I can fucking Photoshop us all together for a team pick.
Can we get old timey printouts like the Wild West fucking gimmick shit? This is the fucking last photo of the 1968 boy gobs before their bus ran over a bridge.
Fell into the old Mississippi.
Oh, and then a little midget in a burlap sack mask came and had sex with us. No one liked it because we were all retarded children.
And then the movie turned into The Man with Two Heads or whatever that fucking movie's called. You know, and that looked like absolute shit. Good one. Yeah.
The Thing with Two. Oh, dude, like fucking Johnny Knoxville from Men in Black too.
You're right. That's exactly what Lisa said. It's like, hey, they ripped off Men in Black of this. Yeah, but they didn't do a good job of it.
They didn't have that Men in Black money or any money.
Any
it
money.
It was a DWN production. Well, Joe, you ready to get shocked?
Woo! I'm ready to get rocked by the shocker.
So you want fingers in your ass?
This is what issue? 71, 72, 73?
72.
72. Okay. This one starts out with a really fucking good looking cover. This cover kicks some ass. Then you open it up and you see that we got John Buscema doing the layouts for it. So it looks a little bit different. The art isn't as clean. I guess they're behind on their deadlines or whatever. Marvel had these dudes doing like 8 books a month, so that's no fucking surprise. The Shocker, man, he's there and he wants to steal that tablet that fucking has all the keys to the universe or something. I don't know what the fuck he's doing. I'm getting
about as sick as this tablet as I was those fucking idiots protesting, to be honest with you. Yeah. Enough of this fucking clay tablet.
He steals the tablet from Captain Stacy, who's not a fucking captain, as we keep saying, he's not a fucking cop or anything. Steals it from him, rapes Gwen Stacy. No, he doesn't do that. I was just thinking, this would have been much better if he'd like fucking gave her the old shocker, but he didn't. And what the fuck's Peter Parker doing? He runs into Flash.
Running away. Why are you always running away, you fucking bitch?
Runs into Flash Thompson because apparently in the Marvel Universe, you can come home from fucking Vietnam whenever you want. You know,
With your legs.
You didn't have that 1 year tour of duty where you're fucking stuck there. You're not fucking coming back. You know, so Flash is back
to Agent Venom.
Yeah. Him and Parker are about to fucking start fighting. But I don't know. Parker admits, oh, man, I was just jealous. Hey, you know, I got to get to Aunt May and put her on a plane or on a train to go on vacation again. This broke bitch is always going on vacation. You know, hey, save up a few bucks, pay your rent. We turn into to see fucking Jonah Jameson panicking because the Bugle wrote a positive story about Spider-Man's. So he causes a scene at the hospital, which you can. And this probably was true that you could smoke in the hospital at that time. I don't fucking know. Spider-Man's fights the Shocker. You know, when he hurts the Shocker, hits the Shocker. It doesn't hurt him because Shocker has some vibrating shit on him that absorbs the blow. And you know, Spider-Man's kicks his ass and that's it. That's the whole fucking story right there.
Yeah, 60s Spider-Man fucking sucks. Mm-hmm. Sucks a big webbed up dick.
Yeah. Best thing about this issue, like I said, is the cover. It's a good-looking cover, but don't be fooled.
I like that it's the first appearance of Agent Venom, but...
Next issue, we're getting a surprise new villain. We'll see. I didn't look at the cover to see who it was.
You're not going to be surprised.
Okay.
Even if this was like... back in 1969 or whenever this came out, it's not like you'd, oh, I'm surprised. Who the fuck is this guy? You wouldn't know.
Yeah. Fucking Stan Lee, he's throwing his jokes throughout there too and trying to make everything relevant to the time, you know, to show how hip he is with this fucking script where he comes on the spoiler like, oh, who do you think you are, Aretha Franklin or something like that? Like fucking people reading that now are gonna know. Never fucking throw cultural references in your fucking work. I mean, you're good with like Elvis or shit, you know, people as big as that, but who the fuck, you know? You think kids know who Aretha Franklin is now?
What are you doing at that preschool? Who are you, Elvis or something?
Yeah.
But yeah, everybody's seen the Blues Brothers, so they know who Aretha Franklin is.
Yeah.
All right, now you want to try and have a couple laughs at other people's expense?
Let's try, you know. Not like fucking you and I are a couple of Adonises, but this time we're talking about the ugliest people in movies.
Okay, so last week you said ugliest actors. And yeah. Being a misogynist myself, only men can be actors. So I didn't count my favorite ugly actresses because it would have just been, so who are your favorite ladies who have been on SNL? So we'll save it for when we do that list. But all mine happen to be men.
Yeah, and, well,
since I didn't want to feel bad about it, I only put people who were on a list, an IMDb list of the 150 ugliest actors. So those were my qualifications for these ugly fucks. So what yours is different, I'm hearing.
Yeah, mine's different. And in my honorable mentions, I've got reasons why they didn't make the actual list. Because they, you know, all these people could have made it. But they've got excuses, you know.
Like their face.
All right. So with honorable mentions, I want to start with Wayne Knight, star of Space Jam. You know, he's an ugly fuck, but he's fat. You know, he's got that excuse. You know, it's just like the majority of fat people are not attractive. Sorry. No. Next, I have Lily Tomlin, who, if you know who she is, she's just some skinny, ugly bitch. You know, she could play a witch in just about any movie, and you don't have to fucking come in and do prosthetics or makeups or anything. Like, she has that look. Ugh. Next, I've got Michael Berryman. Just an odd-looking cat, but he's got some kind of disease or something, so he didn't make, like, the top 10. And for this guy, opposed to most everybody else, he's made his disfiguration or whatever the fuck it is work for him, and he's probably been in a bigger variety of movies than most of these people. Like, we see him at horror conventions, but he's been in a lot of shit. You know, he's all over the place, but still, you're ugly, dude.
Like, the hills have eyes, and the hills have eyes, too.
Next, I have Courtney Love. This chick, she just looks like a strung-out whore. But in her defense,
well,
she's just a strung out whore. So, you know. Next, I have Ellen DeGeneres.
Just who's that dude?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. She gets a pass and doesn't make the list. She's just an honorable mention because she's in transition, you know. So good for them. Hope she gets where she needs to get someday.
Hopefully in her 33rd year, she'll finally fucking be transitioned then. All right. I have the great Buck Flower. You might not know the name, but if I held up a picture, you'd say, God damn, good old Buck. Keep that beard on. Because when you shave it off, people say, oh, fuck. And then I have the monster himself, Boris Karloff. And then I have the angel-voiced angel, Gilbert Godfrey, and his squinty eyes.
Good fucking choice.
And then I have the gentle fellow, who gets no respect, not even in hell, Rodney Dangerfield. And last but not least, I have the father of professional basketball, Ernest Borgnine.
Ernest Borgnine. Yeah, I forgot him. He would have made my list.
That ugly fuck.
Ugly motherfucker. Glad to have met him.
Number 10.
At number 10, I have Ron Perlman, the guy that was cast in Beauty and the Beast, not for his acting ability, more like, holy shit, we don't have to do too much makeups on him to make him look like a fucked up lion guy.
No, he looks like a giant pussy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was going to make my list, and then I was just, man, the only shit I really like him in is Hellboy, and he was covered up in a little bit of makeup, so I didn't really have to look at the fuck. So he didn't make it, but he was on the actual list that I was scratching things off of. So he is an ugly fuck.
Yes.
But I have the Green Goblin, Florida man himself, Willem Dafoe. I can't name a whole lot of movies besides maybe those two, and I might have got the second one wrong. Neither one I really liked, but
he's in a lot of movies, though, including this book that I almost is about to finish reading, Animal Factory. So, yeah, he's in a lot of shit.
So, yeah, there you go. Number 9.
At number 9, I have Bette Midler. God, what an ugly bitch. You know, as she's ugly, she's overweight. Maybe she can sing. I don't know. She sang in the fucking Spooky Hooky Hocus Pocus. She sang in that.
Who's called Spooky Hooky?
Spooky Hooky. Yeah, that's good what the sequel is going to be called. That's why I got it confused. Not an attractive woman at all.
Maybe not even a woman at all.
Maybe
I don't know.
Maybe not even a woman. You know, who fucking knows?
My number 9 is the Filipino exploitation star everybody loves for being a clown. But I love him for being in Black Mama, White Mama. And that is Sid Haig.
Another
the
good
man
choice,
who had the best about. Skin in Hollywood.
Yes.
Rest in empowerment, Sidley or Sydney.
Whatever.
Number 8.
Number 8, one that was already on your list, Willem Dafoe. Not a fucking good looking man at all, by any means. Any means. You know.
Oh, we're pieces of shit. We're going to keep going.
Yeah.
Well, my number 8 swept America by storm. That wacky Brit. He didn't say much, and it turned out he was an alien. But to me, he was a bean. Not just any bean, but a Mr. Bean.
Yeah,
Rowan Atkinson.
Yeah.
Number 7.
Number 7, I have Sandra Oh. Her face looks like a real bad fucking Roy Harryhausen. Ray Harryhausen, fucking claymation, stop motion shit. It's like her face looks like you could just touch it and then your fucking finger is going to be imprinted on it. It's just, she's a weird looking chick.
So what you're saying is she had an impressive face.
Oh, it makes an impression, all right. Yeah. Got it.
Well, my number 7. He's not only a bowling champ, a one-handed bowling champ, but he's also a mass-murdering, natural-born killer and has the son of Venom crawling in his penis hole. And that is Woody
Juliette
Harrelson.
Lewis almost made my list, too.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. I just couldn't bring myself to put any ladies on this list. I'm a piece of shit, but I'm not you. Yeah, so well, I got Woody Harrelson.
Yeah. You got your limits. You know?
Yep.
Me, I'm just talking about no limits.
Number six.
Yes. Yeah. At number six, I have Adam Driver. Fuck, is this dude ugly? Hey, good on you for fucking having a career and getting an Oscar nomination or whatever the fuck you did. They probably give you a lot of this shit because they feel sorry for you. It's like, fuck. Or somebody had a bet, you know, like a big studio guy. Hey, I bet you we can make this ugly fuck a star. Yeah, no way. Yeah, let's do it. $3. Okay.
Well, my number six had the shit. What? Yes. Ah, the shit. Welcome to hell, motherfuckers. And let me talk to Samson and what have you. This is Clarence Williams III. That's why I got confused because I had a three at the end. Yeah. I was like, what? No, it's six, you fuck.
Numbers are fucking hard.
Yeah, boy, I'll say, especially when the back end's in Roman numerals. What the fuck? This is America. Rest and empowerment, bud. Number five.
Forrest Whitaker, that cockeyed fuck. Yeah. Damn fine actor when he's not taking whatever role he's fucking given, which I understand. You know, he's probably real insecure. It's like, I got to take it all because they're going to realize I'm fucking ugly at some point and quit giving me roles. But they haven't found you out yet, Forrest.
Well, my number five proves that we might have different tastes and stuff, but we're not that far off. My number five, Kylo Ren, Adam Driver. I think he's a little bit better of an actor than you do, so he's a little bit lower on the list.
I saw that movie where they robbed the fucking racetrack.
What a piece of he shit. Played the horse.
Yeah.
Was it good? Would recommend?
No.
Oh, okay. Number four.
At number four, I have everybody's favorite Mexican, Danny Trejo.
Bless you.
Holy shit.
Someone had a nutsack as a face.
That face is a fucking topographical map. You know, that's some fucked up shit there.
As Howard Wexler would say, who's that guy? The guy with the face.
Yeah, Howard Wexler would say, yeah, and we flew right by this volcano and the lava was just flowing in.
Well, my number four was on your list. Didn't make your list, but I'm a Third Rock from the Sun fan, so he made my list, and I'm a Space Jammer, so my number four, I have Wayne Knight, gentle right. Fellow from Jurassic Park.
Yeah, you know, I gave him a pass.
Fat fuck, don't get a pass here, because I'm a fat fuck. Number three.
I have John C. Reilly. Here's another guy that's gotten leading roles in movies, and he should be an inspiration to ugly fucks everywhere. Cause he's not as ugly as it gets because he's at number three, but he's fucking top tier when it comes to ugly.
All right, Joe, do me a favor. Shut your eyes. Picture John C. Reilly in your head. Now let's hear your impression.
Oh, I can't do it. I don't fucking do it. Come on. No. It's like when they do that Brule's Rules thing. Like, they don't have to do much. Just put that fucking little fucking wig on and make his hair stand out more. But, yeah, he's just fucking ugly. And, yeah, he does please have an ugly voice.
Please try.
No, I don't know how to do his voice, man. I don't even know.
That's going to be the best part. You remember her.
Oh, hey, everybody. Thanks for casting me in your movie again, William Farrell.
Oh, that was a great Bruce Campbell doing Elvis. Oh shit. Hey, Charles Bronson.
Oh, yeah.
No, that was my impression.
Oh, he's not on your list?
Hey, number three.
Yeah. Is this guy Polish? Is he fucking Asian? You know, it's like, you know, you see some ugly dogs that are just mutts.
I'm hungry.
That's fucking Charles Bronson there, man.
Yeah.
And let's make myself more attractive with this stupid mustache.
Or let's get Hungarian plastic surgery so I could be in Mr. Rene's movies. Almost made the list. Well, I guess you tied for third, Bronzy. Good for you. Yeah. Oh, shit. All right. Number two.
And number two, I have Clint Howard. If you know who Clint Howard is, you know he's fucking ugly. You know, he was ugly since he was a kid. You know, he plays an ugly kid in fucking Star Trek episode. And now he's just an ugly
little
man.
Little known fact. Allegedly, he was the only child actor in Hollywood not to get molested.
So, yeah, ugliness has its perks.
I can't put my cock by that yap. Look at it. Oh, they used to call him the Chainsaw.
Wait a minute. He's that Opie kid's brother?
Well, I give take him the his role. Number so I can get by Opie.
Give him the role and send that Opie kid into my office. I love them gingers.
Like Star Wars? 40 years later. Number two?
Yes.
She smells like anals ought to smell. That's old. I'm gonna fuck up my face for the fun of it and then wear a women's sweater and carry around a women's dog. And that's Mickey Rourke.
Mickey Rourke. Yeah, what the fuck happened to him? He looks like a fucked up, like a cat burn victim, you know?
He looks like AIDS-y Ron Perlman.
Yeah. Weird shit.
All right, for the video viewers, Joe, let's see your Mickey Rourke face.
I gotta like, I don't know, scrunch it up and shit. Let me get a sweater and a big fucking earring.
Or, you know, you could just wear a suit jacket without a shirt underneath and go sit in a movie theater. It's up to you.
What that movie was.
Here we go. Number one.
My number one also happens to be one of my favorite actors. You know, I guess with great talent, you lose something along the way, like your looks. This is Luis Guzman, probably one of the ugliest men alive, but never fails to deliver a tremendous performance. Fuck yeah. Congratulations to you for making number one, you ugly fuck. Muy feo, as he would say.
Muy, muy. Mi número uno es muy feo. Es muy macho. Forgot how to say he.
El?
That's what I thought, but that's the too. Fuck. El es machete. Oh, we just got kicked out of YouTube because my theme was too close to the machete. But yes, it is Daniel Trejano.
So apologies to Edward James Olmos, to Ron Jeremy, to the chick from Precious, whose name I can't pronounce. I mean, y'all could have made this list, but you didn't. Fuck y'all.
Wilford Brimley, fuck you. Roseanne, some would say you're a lady.
Yeah, and the other chick that tries to be Roseanne, Paula Poundstone, yeah. You could have made this list, but you didn't. And I know you were all listening in anticipation.
Which is weird, because looking at it now, ironically, we're doing the same list next week when we talk about our top 10 movie monsters. Fucking home run, Tommy. Take him home. All right. So head on over to DWN Productions and just look around. Unless you want something for Halloween, then get your orders in now and there'll be a... You might get it by then.
Then go to Fast Custom Shirts and... you can order shit, but I'll tell you right now, if you're a 4X or a 5X, you're going to be waiting a little bit because there's a manufacturing issue or some bullshit that I'm hearing. But, you know, I'm having to buy a lot of that shit out of state. But
hey, how about this? If you're a 4X or a 5X, not because of how you look, but just for your health, you got to lose some fucking weight.
Yeah.
So how about you drink some water? Do some walking, and then reward yourself with a 3X. I've been trying to eat better. I've been trying to get on the exercise bike when I can. I've been shaving, so it looks like I've been losing weight. So, I mean, I'm trying shit. If I'm trying shit and can find time sometimes, maybe you can too.
You know, I've been doing what I can.
Bad, ugly fucks.
Because I'm an old fuck, you know, and as the older you get, the harder it is to fucking stay in shape or to fucking, regulate.
Keep your penis hard.
Your body. That too, I've heard.
I tie a stick to it.
Yeah. So I'm trying to do that because I don't want to die before my parents, or maybe I do. You know, I don't know. It's just like, the older you get, the more you start thinking of death at random times of the day.
That's all I've been thinking about today. That's why I was in a very shitty mood.
Yeah.
So I was fucking again. I was supposed to have a doctor's appointment today for my anal checkup. And I was just laying in bed and I did that. And then I felt like a little lumpy thing come out from under my fucking jawbone. He's like, it's going to be great. The next saga of Tom's jaw removal. Can't wait.
Mason Berger over here. It's like,
so,
is he the guy that makes our masks? Fuck.
Yeah, I don't know how many I'll be able to make after the old jaw gets removed. So get your orders in now.
Yeah. Replace one of your.
And listen while you can before I got to type my shit.
Replace one of your meals with some food or fruit. But you can still pig out for one meal. Fuck it, you know. But the other two, just like, I don't know, eat a salad, you know, get a banana or some shit. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I'm not sitting on bananas, but.
I'm not just talking to you. I'm talking to everybody listening. You know, this is our public service announcement, man. It's like people think we don't care because we make fun of ugly fucks, you know, but we care. Up to a point.
Hey, guys. We got a commentary to record. So I hope you enjoyed this. Did turn out better than I thought. And we did go 24 minutes longer than I wanted to. So chances are this will not be uploaded tonight. It'll probably be uploaded tomorrow. But that's okay.
Yeah.
Or it's not. I don't give a fuck. Hey, enjoy your asshole. Boy God.